But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Come on, we got closed here.
I hate curses and I hate all of you.
All right, America, have your laugh.
Sisters, give each other a kiss and make up.
Man, the guy's talking about incest. It's not funny. The guy needs help.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I get it. You don't like me. I exploded.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome to Adam Sandler Please Stop. It is a complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler movies, past, present, and unfortunately future. I am Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Marie Maloney.
This week, we look at Adam Sandler's second Netflix film, The Do-Over, also starring David Spade, released on May 27th, 2016. Not very long ago.
No, it was last year.
It feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
The plot synopsis: two down-on-their-luck guys decide to fake their own deaths and start over with new identities, only to find out that the people that they're pretending to be are in more deeper trouble.
Next flicks, more deeper troubles.
I got it, you guys. Murray, how do people get a hold of us?
You can reach out to us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Just search us, or for Twitter, go to at Sandler, please, PLS, stop. You can also leave us a voicemail about what you think. We're getting down to the last few episodes, so we'd love to hear from you. You can call 405-418-NARD. That's 405-418-6278. Also, if you don't like using the phone, I hear ya. You can email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com.
You hate using the phone, Marie?
I hear ya. Yeah, I hate calling people on the phone.
You guys, before we get started, I have a little monologue to go over with what this episode is.
It is a
treat. Here it is. I am very excited for this week's episode. You see...
I didn't know you would read it this way.
I am. Get ready. You see, this is the very first episode we ever recorded.
Mm-hmm.
It was for another podcast called Try This Podcast, where every week I would have on a new guest and we'd do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I invited on Marie, and her idea was to do a podcast called Adam Sandler, Please Stop. And we both picked The Do-Over for the first movie because it was the most recent film at the time.
Correct.
Obviously, we loved doing it so much that we decided to make Adam Sandler Please Stop its very own podcast. And we thought about watching The Do-Over again after going through all the other Adam Sandler films. And we
absolutely not.
Yeah, because now we have all these other Adam Sandler films in our minds. But after listening to the episode that we already recorded, we decided that we still 100% agree with everything that we said about this film.
Yes.
And we have a lot of energy about that anger and stupidity of it. So we decided that it would be best that you guys just listen to that. It's also very enjoyable for you guys to hear.
Yeah, the very first one.
The audio quality. The audio quality is fine.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
I listened.
But it's us. There's also a thing I had like we were only allowed to talk on each break for 10 minutes. So you'll hear like the alarm going off and us moving on. So it's a very cool way for us to kind of almost come full circle because we're not done yet, but a way for...
Yeah. We've taken away a stop. That's a thing.
Oh, that
thing.
We used
to have two stops.
Oh my God, that was too much.
Yeah.
But that's why there was a time limit because we had to do that.
Right.
Two people who haven't seen an Adam Sandler film in forever.
Yeah, in a while.
And then being like,
and
oh my God.
And this is the one we get it back into with.
It is. Spoiler alert, you guys, it's really bad. Here's a fact about the movie that we didn't do facts or anything about that before. I looked for interesting facts about this movie, and zero are interesting. I'm not joking with you. One of the facts, I'm doing air quotes, that I found about this movie.
Okay.
When I look up facts.
Yep.
This is one of them. Not actually filmed in Jacksonville, Florida.
Good Lord.
That's one of the interesting facts. Hey, this wasn't shot in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, like, no shit. It's a soundstage. It's the soundstage from Waterboy.
Also, nothing is interesting. Nothing is interesting. Oh, my God. Marie, you want to hear the format? You want to get into it?
Sure. We know it, but lay that beautiful format.
Just in case this is the first one that you decided to find.
Yeah.
Here it is. We watched the movie together.
Back
a year ago, you and I did this. stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. In this version, we only have 10 minutes to talk about each thing that we saw. Each of us has one stop card, well, two at this point, to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up, just in case that there's something that you need to talk about. Just so you guys know, I do believe that we start off with a stop card.
Yeah, right away.
So cool. We'll leave you guys here. Not leave you here. We'll leave you to listen to what we thought of the movie.
Yeah.
And we're going to future us. Uses.
Listen to past us.
Are going to jump in at the end.
A year
and
ago.
We're going to rank it. And we're going to talk about exactly how we feel. Are you ready, Marie, to listen?
I'm ready to listen to us.
Let's go.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Shirt so sexy it hurts.
Stop card.
Marie has used her stop card.
Oh my god.
Marie used her stop card before we made it 25 minutes in.
We will be back very soon. We were so
okay, but
close
you could. We could, Marie. The rule is you can only talk about why you stopped it. We can't talk about anything else.
No.
So.
I'm gay.
I am actually legitimately laughing at this movie.
We are this guys.
You guys.
This
it
is
took
real.
25 minutes and it was awful. And then there was one awesome moment.
I am shocked.
Okay, go ahead. Why did we stop it?
Okay. Do I explain the scene?
Yeah, explain what happened.
Okay. The main characters, Max and Charlie, have faked their death.
Yep.
And they're looking at Max's funeral.
Yep.
And Max, I don't really know where the key came in, but he's talking about a key.
Yeah.
And... David Spade's character is like, where did you find this? And he's like, up the dead guy's
He smelt it. He smelt it. And he's like, oh, it smells awful. Where'd you find this? And he's like, oh, it's up this dead guy's ass.
But that's not what's funny, guys.
No,
that is not what we're laughing at.
No.
Okay, so then David Spade does a subtle but... and random projectile vomit and then goes right back to talking.
You guys, okay, that description, now that I just heard you describe it, does not do it justice. You guys, it is, okay, this movie was so dumb for 25 minutes,
so
in which we will talk about very soon.
Bad.
Just to explain what happens, David Spade is like talking to Adam Sandler's character. It's a two shot, so they're... David's on the left, Adam's on the right, and he's like, what? And then he just turns, there's no cuts, he just turns his head
over his
shoulder, you just see a little projectile vomit
it's not,
over
his shoulder.
You can't
even really fully see the vomit, but
no,
it's so...
just enough to know that he's vomiting. And then he turns his head back and starts talking immediately, and it was done so well. I am flabbergasted.
I feel sick, maybe because I'm laughing really hard at it, but also, that is so surprising.
I haven't laughed that hard at an Adam Sandler film
in years.
Forever.
Yeah. Easily 10 years, maybe, for me.
But here's the thing I'm going to say to the listeners. Now that we've explained it to you and you know it's coming, it probably won't
be
funny.
It's not going to be.
So, what you have to do is you have to sit through 25 minutes of garbage where you're just like,
where you're just in silence.
My God.
Rolling your eyes, being like, really?
The way they did this one, so nonchalant, was perfect.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God.
A masterclass in puke for movies.
All right, we'll be right back. And,
5 minutes.
So the laughs have dissipated.
Yeah.
We are 30 minutes in. We could talk about everything that happened in the 30-minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
Marie Maloney, what?
Okay. my first observation. So we open on a high school reunion.
Yep.
My very first note, Sean Astin?
Who's Sean Astin?
Sean Astin is from Lord of the Rings. Okay. He was in 51st States, which is actually like of an okay Adam Sandler
film. He's a good actor. The first observation I made was the bank in the grocery store bit. So in this film, David Spade's character works at a bank that is in a grocery store. Which is actually like if you slow played that idea or like didn't draw so much attention to it or even like mention it really and just kind of showed it, I feel like that's actually kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
But the fact, I feel like they ruined that joke because they like pounded that joke into the ground the very first time it was mentioned. And then they show him in the grocery store or bank and they pound it there. And it's like, no, the joke is no longer fun. It's like, whoever wrote this doesn't understand like comedy.
It wasn't
comedy.
Adam Sandler because he wouldn't put anything. That much effort into anything. I mean, so Adam Sandler films, as I'm sure any viewer or listener would know, just have rampant sexism at every turn.
That's kind of like their giant thing. I don't think there's ever two. What's the rule of like two girls who need to like talk to each other and it doesn't need to be about guys? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Bechdel.
Yes, something test. Like that. And that none of his movies will.
Oh
ever pass
yeah,
that test.
Never. But just like the very first thing that really upset me as a woman was. Adam Sandler's character has a crazy ex-girlfriend. Of course, there's no, like, they won't justify why she is. They just call her insane and leave it at that. And then he's
I will
like,
say, though, can I talk? Just touch on that?
Sure.
The amount of effort that they put in mentioning her, I think she's more than a crazy ex-girlfriend. I think there's something to that.
I think so, too. We come back to that. I think we're going to find out that she's actually not crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
But anyway, so there, he's like... David Spade's character, like, sees her out of the corner of his eye, and Adam Sandler goes and talks to her, and he's like, oh, like, looks like she got rid of her, that, like, now, and he's like, oh, no, I gave her the key to my hotel.
Yeah.
And then he says, you gotta feed the giraffe a carrot before taking her back to the zoo.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck? It's attempting to be like, oh, that's, like, a well-known saying, and none of it computes to... anything besides just like ugh.
I'll tell you why that's in there. It's not a joke for us. It's a joke for old Adam Sandler fans are still into like that super crude humor like that and like old school dad jokes. It's just an innuendo that they would think would be like
but
so
it's
funny
just
to them.
Such a bizarre innuendo that like doesn't really go anywhere.
Yes,
it's like. There's just so many things wrong with it. It's like, what the fuck? A giraffe? Like, she's not that tall of a woman or whatever.
It doesn't make any sense.
Carrot?
Also, they bite characters? Yeah, they bite characters.
And then, like, what the... It's just, it's wrong at every turn.
So we meet Adam Sandler and David Spade at their high school reunion. They were friends back in the day. Adam says that he is now an FBI agent. They kind of, like, reconnect. We find out that David...
a badge that even for films like this
it looks really bad.
Yeah, it looks terrible. And I will say this is a high quality, like it's beautifully shot.
Yeah.
The cinematography is great.
I wouldn't say
it's great. No Tino shade there.
I'm going to say it's great. I'm going to say it's better than I expected.
I would say like quality, the colors are beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
not
I
awful.
Think it's well shot.
It's well shot. And I'll say this as well. I think David Spade's kind of acting. I think he's trying his best acting.
I think he is.
And you know what? Adam Sandler, I've seen him give, like, in Pixels, he wasn't even trying. But
Jack
like,
and Jill, pretty terrible.
He is, I feel like both of these guys are actually kind of giving an effort.
Yeah, he is, like, making an attempt. But
right?
An attempt at his, like, tired old character of, like, I'm too...
But that's the writing, it's not the acting.
Right, but I mean, this is the same role he plays all the time.
Exactly. Anyway, they meet there. We find out that David Spade's wife is, because she's a woman, she's a slut, and she, like, cheats on him.
Yeah,
and then he
she's
has
a
awful
slut,
kids,
and she's horrible.
And blah, the thing. Anyway, they end up going through the whole thing, and they end up killing themselves by going out on a boat and blowing it up, even though Adam Sandler has, like, taken them off. And it's just a big switcheroo just to get them off, and he's maxed out all his credit cards. They have money. So that's basically the plot, and they go to Puerto Rico because one of the keys that was in one of the dead bodies that
we
Adam Sandler's character
had a giggle fest about.
Had a drop, the safe deposit box key.
Safety deposit box key
in Puerto Rico, which is just an excuse for Adam Sandler to go
on vacation.
Puerto Rico, which looks beautiful. I want to go to Puerto Rico after watching this.
Absolutely.
So that's just, that's just catching you up on the plot. And right now, we're in Puerto Rico. They're enjoying the high life, and there was a bunch of money in the safety deposit box.
Yes.
Also, there was a bunch of money apparently given to them for Corona and Bud Light, because we've seen constant Corona and Bud Light.
So many sponsorship, like, just blatant sponsorship shots.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's your next observation?
I have several.
Well, we only got 3 minutes left.
Okay. So, I would like to draw attention to the fact that when they're on that boat having a fun time right before Adam Sandler blows it up, he shoots a flare gun at a boat full of women who just flashed him for no good reason.
Yeah, because they laughed at his, because the girls flashed their boat, and then David Spade's character showed his wiener, so then he got upset that the girls laughed at him. So, physical assault. Yeah.
Like, almost killed someone with a flare gun.
You were thinking of that? All I was thinking of, like, oh, these girls, this is their big break in making into movies. Oh, what, you were in a movie? What were you? Oh, I showed my boobs in a random scene.
I showed my tits and then was almost killed by Adam Sandler's flare gun shot.
Oh, my God. Okay.
On a catamaran.
The only other observation I had is that David Spade's character was supposed to have an awful car, this old shitty Gremlin, but it's an amazing Gremlin. It's the exact same color and looks exactly the same as the one in Wayne's World. So, old tired joke making fun of Gremlins. What else do you have?
I have down that I appreciate that death has made David Spade's wardrobe better.
That's true. David Spade's character had an awful wardrobe. All of a sudden, he's killed. He comes back, he's got a good wardrobe.
Yeah, he has a really great wardrobe now. He's rocking fedoras, he's rocking Tommy Bahama shirts that are, like, nice.
Oh, hold on. Oh, no, we're gonna...
Oh, we hit our time limit.
That is our
That's an extreme timer.
That's the only way to wake me up. That's our time limit, but before we move on, out of 10, how would you rank this movie so far, Marie?
I mean,
in Adam Sandler movies, a 10 out of 10 would be like Punch Drunk Love or Happy Gilmore. And a 0 would be like Little Nicky.
I would give this a 2 so far. We are a half hour in, so there's room to go lower.
I agree with you that. I'm going to up it just for once, just because that one joke that we really laughed at, I'm going to give it a 3. We'll see you guys in a little bit. All right, welcome back. I'm going to go ahead and just try to get through a quick summary of what has happened.
Oh, it's been a doozy of a half hour.
I can't even get through it. So much stuff has happened in this half hour.
I mean, for as slow as the first half was, like, holy Lord.
Yeah. Okay, so the first 30 minutes were, like, very, very slow and, like, kind of the exact same stuff over and over again.
Yes.
And then we get right into this other 30 minutes, and it's just, like, jam-packed full of all kinds of, like, mystery twists and turns and all this other setup stuff.
It's the most bizarre, like, film setup I've seen. And also, just to be fair, I've never seen a Sandler film set up this way. Like, I feel like
different.
I know the formula pretty well, and this like, last 30 minutes has really just, like...
changed the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'll say that... So, all that's happened is that they've been found out to be... these are the guys who have taken the identity of the dead guys, and the dead guys, apparently, were in some deep stuff, and now some bad people are after them. That's all that you need to know. I don't need to get so much into it, because...
No.
One of my points that I'm just going to say right away is the dumb people who find Adam Sandler stuff funny will not be able to track or care about what's happening right here.
Right.
I don't care.
It's really...
because it's stupid.
It's just so bizarre. Like, this movie
I'm opening up another beer.
A bizarre turn, I feel. Bacon, at one point, saw me freak out.
Yes, okay. Wow, this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and get to that.
Okay, so I freaked out when this woman came up poolside and, like, had this, like, weird-ass, indiscernible, like, maybe New York accent.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, I instantly knew that she was a famous person that I was supposed to know but didn't know because she can't act worth shit.
Bacon, you're so wrong.
Who is this person?
You are so wrong.
She's an awful actress.
Okay. I'm just a trash butt gal that loves garbage television. And this woman that walked up in the scene is from a terrible television show that I watch called Good Witch that is also on Netflix. It's a Hallmark Channel show. This is 100% real. I'm not making any of this up. It's on a Hallmark Channel show. And this woman is the main actress. She is the good witch. The premise of the show, just real quick, is that this woman is a witch in a small town in, I guess, New England. But her, like, her only powers is that basically she's an apothecary. And then also she just, like, sneaks up on people in the town. And I swear to God, half the show is just people being like, whoa, didn't see you there.
Wow.
She's a witch.
I watched her.
And that's one of her powers, is sneaking up on people.
She's an awful actress.
I'm shocked. I was shocked that she was the actress that walked up in the pool because I was convinced that the reason that she is on Hallmark Channel is because, like, her whole characters, she has played this good witch character for going on 15 years. It was 5 movies on the Hallmark Channel, then was created into a television show, and then has also had movie specials on the Hallmark Channel. It's insane.
I don't understand how in any of this time she hasn't learned to act, because she is awful.
Well, if you've watched any movie on the Hallmark Channel, none of those people can act. It's
no, I'm
horrendous.
A man. Of course I haven't watched any on the Hallmark Channel.
Well,
and speaking of that kind of humor...
if you love bad movies, it's your bread and butter, okay? So...
All right, well, I'm glad that I don't know who that is, and I don't feel bad for not knowing who that is. I'm just also going to say, like, in the last 30 minutes, the movie's tone has completely changed to being, like, laid back, funny, stupid, to, like... super
very
murder
serious.
Mystery, very serious, not funny at all. The jokes are very few and far between. And what I would consider, what they were trying to consider jokes are actually just like pointing out homosexuals.
Yes.
Of like, this guy's a homosexual and he's like a big tough dude. And be like, that isn't a joke anymore.
I also
Adam
want to
Sandler.
Point out that there's a point when these two characters are in a club.
Mm-hmm.
With 2 women,
mm-hmm.
One of them being Catherine Bell. That's mm-hmm. the real actress's name from Good Witch. And the blonde woman is Adam Sandler's wife in real life.
Oh, I wrote down, at least they're, the actresses are the actors' ages. Like, at least, you know, usually it's they're very young.
Yes.
So I'll give them points for that.
And playing off of that, Adam Sandler's character has this now long-running joke how he always says his age is much higher than it actually is.
Mm-hmm. And so he looks like he's the fountain of youth.
Yeah, so he looks young. He keeps saying he's 56 in this movie, which would make him 46. The joke is like he says 10 years older. Adam Sandler actually is 50. So, sorry, buddy. Sorry. You're really not... I like that he's portraying himself as 46, but he's actually 50. I don't know. That kind of just tickles me personally.
Actually, like, I wrote a bunch of stuff down, like tiny things.
Yes, me
I don't
too.
I don't even want to talk about it, because it doesn't... this movie doesn't deserve this. Because I'm just going to say this, like... Adam Sandler, you're 50 years old now. You were funny at one point, but whoever does your writing and whoever does your shit, just calling out people as homosexuals isn't fucking funny.
No.
Maybe back in the day, like, oh, this guy is homosexual, but you wouldn't ever expect him to be homosexual. Like, it had a turn to it.
As right? a society, I feel progressively that we truly are moving past the, like, that dude's gay
yeah.
joke.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows somebody who's gay now.
Yeah. And I know people who are, like, who are gay where I'm like, yes, you're obviously gay. And then I also am friends with people who are gay where I'm like, oh, I had no idea that you were gay. But like, at no point is that funny.
Like, yeah, it's not something to make fun of anymore. And of course there are places in America
where it was never to technically make fun of it at all. Yeah.
Like, you know, tough and people are still closeted. Yeah. I get that.
And this doesn't help things.
But that doesn't help it. No. Yeah.
Adam's, and this is why we started the podcast, is because we feel like Adam Sandler is perpetuating stereotypes and myths for old people to continue on. And otherwise, if he was just making like bad movies that like nobody really cared about, fine. But like some of these things, dude, come on,
also,
buddy.
Also, like, if I may say, funny people, like,
he didn't
just
write that or do anything. He was just an actor on that.
He was just an actor in it, but like, he is the person that they were
making fun of.
But yeah. he has fulfilled that prophecy, like where he's like the like weird lame ass like mermaid movie.
Yeah.
He's made
that guy.
Since then, he's made Jack and Jill. He's made the Grown Ups movies. He's made so many bad films that are just like, you're better than this, but someone hurt you.
Apparently, it gets to a point. Somebody hurt you.
Maybe you hurt yourself, Adam Sandler.
We only have a minute left anyway. And all of this has just been ranting about how much I hate
but
Adam Sandler.
I really feel like we need to talk about the finger blowjob.
Make it quick. A minute. Okay, so there's one point where Adam Sandler is sitting a driver's side of a car, and he's saying goodbye to a gay
biker man,
biker guy who we would just call a bear, if,
right?
Yes. And he has taken the place of his ex lover,
yeah.
And he sucks.
He sucks off his finger, and then he sucks off the bear man's finger, and it's just really like it was really bizarre.
I don't get offended that much. And it was just like this. And then the guy who's the bear gets shot and dies immediately after this happened.
I genuinely was like, I can't believe I'm watching this.
It made me feel bad. Yeah, it made me feel bad that I watched it. It made me feel like dirty.
Yeah.
And like, how is this a... That's our time. We need to give it a score as of right now. I am lowering mine down to a 2. Just because of that joke, it would have been a 1, but because of the throw-up joke, I'm at a 2 out of 10. What are you?
I'll stay at a 2, because we're halfway through.
See you guys in a second.
Stop card.
Okay, sorry, I just used my first stop literally 30 seconds after we stopped. Because Adam Sandler's character met his mom. So their characters are in hiding, and they had to go somewhere. So they went to Adam Sandler's mom's house in the middle of Florida. And all I have to say, which I don't know if you remember the movie as well, but I think, I don't know if this is on purpose or if it's just in my head, but I think they're on the exact same set from The Waterboy.
Yes!
Yes!
I would agree! I would agree, but I think CGI, they've put a ocean in the backdrop.
Yeah, like that was supposed to be like swamp and stuff.
Yes,
and they
I
just
would totally
green screened
agree.
It. Okay, so I'm pretty sure this is the exact same set as the Waterboy's house.
I'm not
house.
Surprised.
And that might be like the lady who played his mom?
No, that's Kathy Bates played his mom in Waterboy.
Oh, I am way off. You were correct. All right, let's get back to the movies.
All right.
Te voy a cambiar el nombre en base a lo que has traído. Ahora te llamarás Gloria. Lo tienes bien merecido.
y hemos de darnos un beso.
All right, we are on the home stretch. Only
wow.
Only 18 minutes left in this movie.
Wow, you guys.
Oh boy.
This has taken some turns. Okay. Still terrible, just in very surprising ways. I feel defeated.
I'm gonna say the exact same thing. I wrote down in my notes when I was taking notes. Don't talk about the movie anymore. I wrote that down. Of just like, it has defeated me. It is, I don't think Adam Sandler lives in the same universe that we live in anymore.
I would just like to say that there have been two cameos that have occurred since we last checked in that have both caused me to say to the actor, you're better than this.
Which two are those?
And it's Catherine Hahn,
yep,
as Adam Sandler's crazy ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Except, oh, JK, LOLs, it's not his ex-girlfriend. It's his wife. Actual wife.
Yeah.
Not ex. Actual wife. And then Matt Walsh as a sassy southern, maybe gay man. His sexuality isn't important.
The movie seems to think that everybody's sexuality is very important.
Right. But for both of them, it's just like, guys, you are who? Your agents, I don't.
I agree. They're both better than that.
They're way better than this. I don't know why they're here. I don't know why they're here.
The other thing,
they don't need it. They don't need it.
They don't. The only other thing I wrote down was tone. You can't make like all these awful jokes and then try like these super serious scenes with like these super serious consequences, because like the whole movie over an hour has been ridiculous stupidness where I'm like, cool, in this universe, everything's very stupid. And then all of a sudden, like an hour and 15 minutes in, they're like, cure for cancer.
Yeah. Also as a person that, in addition to loving garbage films and shows, loves conspiracy theories.
Oh, boy.
There are plenty out there that are about, like,
Adam Sandler can't melt steel beams.
No, they're about, like, the, like, we've already found a cure for cancer, but it's not convenient for, like, pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, that garbage thing. Yeah.
La-di-da. Of course, we don't have one because cancer is an industry.
Yeah.
That's just a well-known conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And this movie takes a weird, like, loop-de-loop turn and makes that, the plot.
Yeah, that's the whole plot. It's a weird conspiracy theory.
That the dudes that were killed because they found a cure for cancer. And a pharmaceutical company killed them.
The more we watch this movie, the more I realize that this is like the perfect movie for like your super Republican like 55-year-old uncle of all this stuff.
Who loves jokes at gay people's expense.
Yep.
Conspiracy theories.
Yep.
Hot women.
Yep. So many hot women.
Dumb jokes.
Dumb.
Butt jokes.
Oh my god, you guys. Adam Sandler is everyone's like super right-wing, ridiculous uncle.
Yeah.
That's what he's turned into. That's what this movie is.
I'm shocked that Adam Sandler isn't a Trump surrogate at this point.
He might be. Alright, this might be the only one where I don't need... do you have something else you want to talk about?
I would just like to point out that in addition to Adam Sandler's wife making a cameo, his children have also made a cameo.
For no reason.
For no...
At one
point... Who was that guy? You said he was in, like, a... he's on ESPN or something?
Yeah, and there's also, like, a very...
I don't know if you call him an actor, just maybe a personality.
He's a very serious sportscaster who made an appearance made a cameo...
In this film with a terrible wig.
For no reason.
In a Home Depot.
For no reason. That's not...
I wish that was a bit. It's not.
It's not. I just want to finish this thing.
Yeah.
You got this?
It's been so bad.
Cool. We got 18 minutes left.
I've been trying to open my eyes. take it all in as the world passes by, getting lost in the twist and the turn. Finding these questions inside me still burn. Finding these questions inside me still burn. I'm gonna live like tomorrow never comes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have finished. I don't even feel like it's a movie.
I don't think I've sighed more in a recording than I have here. So, my only notes from this past... How long was that? I think it was only like 8 minutes.
You guys.
And it felt like an eternity.
Remember when we were laughing hysterically at that one joke way a long time ago?
We've come so far. I feel like I've aged. Just, like, ducked so low. Something has been taken from me. Like... a piece of my soul is gone that I can't get back after watching this. And that's not even funny. Like, that's just real.
No.
This movie ended with a succubus woman and two hot ladies in a fight to the death. Because women... can't be friends.
No.
Not in Adam Sandler's world. Friends, I'm not kidding. It was a 4-minute fight sequence of two very attractive women just beating the shit out of each other.
All right.
And Adam Sandler and David Spade watching, Googling it, smoking a joint during... the fight sequence, it was just so upsetting.
Dude, yes, that's not funny anymore.
I feel bad about myself. I feel bad about society. I feel bad about society.
Welcome, welcome back to Future Times.
Guess what, guys?
I still feel bad about society.
I still feel bad about myself. I still feel bad about society. Nothing's changed. It's a year later.
You guys, that movie.
What a time.
What a time. What a movie to start out on.
Yeah,
it is awful.
It's so negative. And we did not look up anything about it before we dove in.
No.
I don't think we would have started out with that one had we known.
It was just like, this is the newest one.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the only
God.
Reason we chose to go with that one.
Oh, what a bad, bad idea. Oh my God.
We maybe just should have like looked up like a review, just one.
No. Nope. I like to go in cold. I like to know.
Yeah, we were frigid going
Marie,
into that one.
Looking at this film, where are you going to on this list?
I've thought about this a lot. And
more than you should have?
Oh yeah, a little. I mean we had a week to do.
Yeah.
this movie, you hear the desperation. Mm-hmm. It is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's quite as bad as That's My Boy.
Mm-hmm.
This is my second to last slot.
It's my
number 33 slot.
Number 33. Wow, you guys.
It leaves on a very similar tone to That's My Boy, but I think I had a lot more problems with That's My Boy.
I 100% agree with you. So your top five stay the same. They are from number one to number five, The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, The Marowitz Stories, I can't say it properly, just whatever. And number five, Men, Women, and Children, Mr. Deeds at number six, close in, just so you guys know. Punch Drunk Love at number seven, just so you guys know. And now your bottom five have changed. There is finally a film that has made it there. Your bottom five are 8 Crazy Nights, Jack and Jill, Grown Ups 2, The Do-Over, That's My Boy.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a solid bottom five. Marie, guess what? Mine goes in at the exact
same spot. Yep.
It goes in at number 33. It's bad. It is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
But
it
doesn't have rape and it doesn't have incest in it.
for the points of jokes.
Yes.
That's the thing. Slightly better than That's My Boy. So there we go. We got a bottom five. What are my top five? They stay the same.
Bacon's top five stay the same. They are Punch Drunk Love, The Meyerowitz Stories, The Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, and Happy Gilmore. Bacon, your bottom five are Grown Ups 2, Grown Ups. Oh, sorry, I missed one. 8 Crazy Nights, Grown Ups 2, Grown Ups,
Good.
Jack and Jill, The Do-Over, and That's My Boy.
That's top six. That's bottom six you did.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. You guys get it.
I'll redo it.
Nope,
you can edit this.
It's off. Can't edit it. You guys. Next,
God damn it.
Next week, Marie, guess what we're watching?
What we doing? Oh, Sandy Wexler. Yeah.
Now we will finally, technically the third of the Netflix original
So we're
deal.
Now going back on track.
We're now back on track of what we're supposed to be. And it's
I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm definitely not looking forward to it. It's a tired, tropey, stupid movie, which Adam Sandler looks like he does a voice during the entire thing. So
yeah, another like Lil Nicky style voice.
Oh, woof. But, I mean, it can't be... There's no way it's as bad as The Do-Over.
There's no way.
There's
or
no way.
Is there?
Tune in next week. Marie, should Adam Sandler stop?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he should. Even after the Meyerowitz stories,
this is
so bad.
Yeah,
oh
he
my
should
God.
Stop.
Exactly.
Adam Sandler, please stop.
The Do-Over, where their characters, this is a great premise, they reunite after their 25th high school reunion.
Yeah.
But you guys, so how was it different working together this time? You've done it over the years, but this seemed a little different for you guys.
Yeah, it was better, right?
It was actually better because we've never done it just us.
Yeah.
And we didn't have those other guys around to deal with.
Yeah, those.
great to work with him.
Yeah.
Very fun. You get to make up jokes out there. We try to help each other out with jokes and keep everything good. And
he was good. He plays kind of a goofier guy than he usually
plays. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
We're not used to seeing you play
like,
that kind
he
of role.
Like him in this movie.
You know what? I like to play one character for about 20 years and I switch it. So this is the time I switch it a little bit.
And then when you saw him when y'all were working on a film and he said, "Hey, I got something just the two of us," and this was it.
Yeah.
The Do-Over.
I didn't know it would be this big or this good. It was such a gift because this part, I don't play sort of the straight man, like every man guy. And I read it. It was so funny with twists and turns. It's not like sort of the normal one we do.
Right.
And we got into it, and every page I'm like, this is going, whoa, what's going on? So that was way different for me and really, really fun to do.